It looks like Australia and the UK have agreed in principle to a free trade deal. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his UK counterpart Boris Johnson had a working dinner overnight, and our Trade Minister Dan Tehan says they've, quote, resolved outstanding issues. A formal announcement is expected later today our time. We don't know all the details yet, but there have been reports the UK wants to change the rules on working holidays for British backpackers. Until now, they've had to work in the agriculture sector to get a year extension on their visas, and the UK government reportedly wants that dropped. And as our reporter David Sparks found, Aussie farmers are worried that if that happens, it could lead to a shortage of workers.
A lot of people see the current setup as a win-win. If a backpacker's been in Australia for a year, maybe working in a pub or a cafe, they can get a second year added to their visa if they do 3 months of farm work. They get another year in Australia, and farmers get the labour they desperately need. The prospect of that requirement being axed for UK backpackers has farmers worried.
If that was to be changed, I think we would see a huge impact not only on farms and farmers, but also regional communities that rely on not only this labour, but also the money they spend whilst they're in regional areas.
Paul Shoker is a banana and avocado grower in Coffs Harbour and a member of New South Wales Farmers. Like thousands of Aussie farmers, he's desperate to get the backpackers back when the pandemic ends.
You know, we have seen during the pandemic that it's been a struggle to get Australians, especially young Australians, to work on farms. So any measure that looks to ease those requirements of working on farms would have a huge impact.
In non-COVID times, do British backpackers make up much of your workforce?
Yeah, we do see quite a few numbers of British tourists, and usually they're great because they know the language. You know, they are ultimately here to have a good time and enjoy themselves. But if that requirement is no longer there, I'd question if they'd probably rather work in pubs and clubs in Sydney than, you know, head out into the more remote regions of Australia.
The UK is reportedly pushing for the visa change as part of the negotiations for a free trade deal with Australia. The motivation, it seems, is that Aussie backpackers don't face the same requirement when they travel to the UK. Richard Shannon is head of policy at horticultural industry group GrowCom.
So this would have an enormous impact on our labour supply. Obviously, as a lot of people are already aware, we've got a massive shortage in the country already. Before COVID, 75% of our workforce were backpackers. That's the fruit, vegetable and nut industries. And so if you start taking people out of that predominant pool of labour that we rely on to get our crops off and our people fed, then we've got a serious problem. We need to think quite carefully about any changes to our migration program and the backpacker visa in particular.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham was asked on RN Breakfast whether the government would consider the change, but he gave little away.
This is about getting a deal that will be good for Australian farmers and agriculture. First and foremost, trade agreements are about the movement of goods, the movement of trade and services. It's not first and foremost an immigration agreement, but we look to get wins there where we possibly can too.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison held a two-hour working dinner with the Prime Minister Boris Johnson at Downing Street overnight. Earlier, Mr Morrison had told a business gathering that Australia will be patient.
Of course, we have to get the right deal, but it is important, I think, that we work as hard as we can to get that right deal.
And he says when it comes to trade deals, the UK is having to adjust to no longer being part of the European Union.
We remember in Australia very vividly the impact of the UK going into the common market back in the early 70s. That had a devastating blow on Australian producers. The Brexit that has occurred is an opportunity for us to pick up where we left off all those many years ago and to once again realise the scale of the trading relationship that we once had.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, ending David Sparks' report.